NIV, that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Give me King James. Okay, New King James. Okay. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Amen. Say anything in me,
anything in me will be moved.
That has not been planted,
by
the Holy Spirit. Any habit in me,
any
mindset in me,
any
attitude in me,
any
spirit within me,
that
my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, has not planted, be uprooted right now. Holy Ghost Father, any mindset, any tradition of man, any weakness in me, that my heavenly Father has not planted, that is resisting the deliverance, that is resisting the voice of God, that is resisting the mind of God, that is resisting the will of God, that is resisting the plans of God, that is resisting the ways of God in my life, that is resisting the impartations of God. Let it be uprooted by the Holy Ghost fire. Be uprooted,
that has started to plant my God. That is contrary to the will of God. That is contrary to the plan of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost fire, be uprooted now. Be uprooted now. Be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus, be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus, be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus, be uprooted now. Yes, Lord. Be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus. Be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus. Be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus. Be uprooted now. Be uprooted now. In Kakata. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Be uprooted now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey, come. Mazo Sabiha. Lata Igado Satata. Mazo Saba Igado Satete. Abroot, 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 abroot. In the name of Jesus. Be uprooted now. Yakabadosa. Mata Yakasu. Lagata Gadata. Saba Igadosu. Malosa.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Anything. The enemy has planted in me to block my testimony, to block my deliverance,
to block my deliverance.
Today,
another day,
we have gone to 3 funerals, 3 places. No,
yeah.
Okay, we went to even the third place. We went, they have closed.
Let us see myself. So, I'm going to no more.
Before I'm here,
I said, what about her?
I didn't know how the Lord is going to do it. But like he always tells me, it is not you, it is me. Let's go there.
Oh,
beloved, listen to me.
I don't want to
see. Sometimes it's difficult to say this. Because it looks as if you are being accused. No. If you know the security we have in Christ. Look, media, give me John chapter 10, verse 28 and 29.
I have not asked you to sit down.
You can only sit if you are tired of standing or you want to write. Then you can say, I have not asked you to sit down. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one shall ever pluck them and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. 29. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Say, no one can snatch me. Say, no power can snatch me from the hands of my Father. Say, no power, no power. 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 No power, no power.
Yes, no power. Yes, no power. Can snatch you. No power can snatch you. No power can disconnect you. No power can separate you. In the name of Jesus. No power.
But you know, Christ, no power can snatch you.
Say to me, be no bet me a shimono.
There is a power that can snatch your mind.
Now to me, be bet me a shimwaje
from the church.
If you ask for no more,
some people you see the church as evil.
They be one sorry to say a bonibi.
You see the church as talkative.
Now who are sorry to say cast out one?
This church,
I sorry,
you are off.
That's why you went
I'm telling you, are off.
Went for more.
Nothing of that chair will be a blessing to you. There is a power that can snatch your ear.
Now, two people have met me. I'm sure so.
From everything that is going on here. I am telling you. As you are standing here or sitting,
sir, what you are watching at home. Now, hear me.
Jesus said, no power can snatch them from my hand.
Now, Jesus Christ said, to me, be no bet me, and she will finish in same or no, yes, in same.
Look, the devil knows.
Now, upon somebody, they are on
you. He can't snatch you.
Oh, to me, and she
do you know how the word of God works?
Only need send out your mass somebody,
do you know how the word of God works?
Only send your mass somebody, do you
have you been to military zone when you are driving?
What for? Asra for BIM pain.
You see a signboard, military zone.
Now, we will say, hiya, astrophobia.
No noise.
Here they do, aha.
No horn.
There's a more bass, aha.
No disturbance.
Have
you been to an office?
What office? Been so
they write on the door.
When I throw up on, I know.
Out of bound.
There's a OBB and cohort.
That's how the word of God is.
Sending a man 70
to the devil.
A mobile 70.
He always sees.
Abibia, oh,
the Laliboja.
Also for the la.
Out of bound.
OBN to me, Connor.
Alex.
Alex,
out of bounds.
So,
and that out of bounds.
Now say Obi Antimi Kono.
It's not just a writing. No.
Eye ntoye keke o.
It's a voice.
Eye ene.
It's a spirit.
Eye honhom.
It's a power.
Eye tumi.
With fire around it.
Ah, a jeje wesia.
That no demon will try.
Ah, Adamu ni bien no besa hempo.
But you know how they draw you.
Na unu okwa umva so echiwa na.
They draw you by getting your. They create situation for you to speak.
Now,
you yourself, you have brought yourself out of the bound.
Now, where you won't fit, baby, I say, will be alcohol no more.
Yesterday,
Enra,
God used Pastor Musa to address certain things here.
Nyamina masofu Musa so can send you be wapa. Kasapa send
you. Hey, I was listening to a video.
Na otie send me a number video so.
This Kenyan lady.
Eya Kenya baba ebi.
Whose ministry it is to destroy churches?
Ah, ni jume di ani sa obesense. Sorry.
Through voice speaking into people's ears. Creating confusion in the choir. I saw exactly what has happened among the echoes.
The
how we call the joint
mass choir.
Mass choir. In fact, when she was speaking, I saw deliverance mass choir.
Oh, I
just wrote the deliverance service of God mass choir.
I saw what happened.
Look, the devil is in the church. The devil is in the church through people. People open up. And I'm not saying that we are devils. Anyone that opens up. Right from the pastor.
Every
the pastor's wife. When you open up,
so,
you enter and use you.
And
then check you out.
Now
the devil knows he can't snatch you from God's hand.
It
is out of bounds. But he can snatch your ear. He can snatch your mind. He can snatch your emotions. He can snatch your pocket. Say anything. The devil has planted in me to snatch me out, to have his way in my life. Let that area be uprooted. Let that thing be uprooted right now. Let that thing be uprooted right now. Let that area be shut down. 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 Be shut down.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, be shut down, in the name of Jesus.
Say any voice that the devil has established, in my ears, that is working against myself,
unknowingly.
Any voice, the enemy has established,
in my mind.
Any thought, the enemy has established,
in my mind.
Any voice, the enemy has established, in my spiritual ears, that is working against me. I shut down. With the Holy Ghost. I shut down. 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 I shut down
shut it down. I shut it down. I shut it down. I shut it down. I shut it down. In the name of Jesus. I shut it down. In the name of Jesus. I shut it down. In the name of Jesus. I shut it down. 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 Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I shut it down. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I shut it down. I shut it down. I shut it down. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I shut it down. Yes, Lord. My soul come. I am my God. My soul come. Jump on my God. Hey, come on. Hey, come on. My soul come. My God.
Media, please give me Job 26:4. Job 26:4. Job 26:4. Give me Job 26:4. Who has helped you to utter these words? And whose spirit spoke from your mouth? I was listening to this Kenyan lady.
No, it's a Kenyan baby.
Whose ministry is to destroy churches?
Ah, did you mean the answer? Say, sorry.
She said, "Look, unbelievers, we don't bother them.
I say, I'm the only one here. How am I
because they are already with us.
If you say, I'm the only one here,
they said, we don't just go to a church to destroy.
Yeah, because we must have a kingdom. Because I know."
We stay in it to become members.
Yet, sorry, but
very committed to every activity.
Ah, yet, you may be a course.
Then we are steady.
Then we
will begin to speak words into people. Do you believe what Pastor is saying? Look at how this church is going.
And I'm saying, sorry,
look at how this.
They say we.
They will be sowing seeds.
Please,
listen to me.
Wait to yourself.
From now,
if it's happening,
even your best friend in the church, shut your ears and listen to only the Holy Spirit.
Let your
I am telling you, nobody should have your ears more than the Holy Spirit. Nobody. When I was coming, I just called my classmate. The owner of Hot Ovens. Madam Peace Ameja. To thank her for the show she did to me.
Now, then I say, well, so be young, and you may be.
And she said something to me.
Now, or can be betray me?
She said something to me.
Or can be betray me?
And I said, wow.
I said, wow.
Beloved, what do you see?
I don't know. Then I woo.
No wonder God has blessed that lady.
Now, and you always say, Nami Eshra Sababai.
We sat in the same class.
With
my wife, we're all classmates.
And then you know we are school for back.
Excuse me, when we were in school, she was nobody.
Now Emra was school not on you
like us.
Not to say,
today.
And
when she was marrying again.
Now, I don't worry about
because she lost her husband.
You could finish, sir.
8 V8.
V8, FD8, V8, and what?
That should tell you the level of blessing.
And I said, catch up, Pempers, why is Rano Edu?
How much is 1 V8?
Now, V8 back here saying.
So.
Anybody
you see expanding and being blessed has a secret.
Now, Obi only said,
the person has a conviction with God. I am telling you, the person has a secret. The person has a personal conviction that a sacrifice, something the person is doing that no one knows. What she said to me, she said, look, you men of God, you don't know the way I respect you and fear you. What God showed me who men of God are. You get up and you want to become big. What is your conviction?
And then
what
you are to my
what are you operating?
And then all the Juma.
Do you know that?
Now when him say
the multitude surrounded Jesus. But it was only one touch. That drew the power.
And I treat too many people.
Who touched me?
When is that coming?
Peter said.
Now, Petro can say,
if this is your man, you can make money.
You
know, Peter was about 30 years older than Jesus.
Now, Petro, when you see Jesus,
so he used to rebuke Jesus.
But me can
you see people.
What was that?
Somebody touch me.
I said, obedience
is affecting his corner.
And he said, to be a female.
And a woman owner.
I know, but me no every kind of cry.
Say, daughter.
I say, Obaba.
Your faith.
With GDA.
Your faith.
With GDA.
Your faith.
With GDA.
Pastor Musa, God was teaching me about divine risk.
I see
why many Christians, if you don't take care, you remain where you are.
2
Kings chapter 7 from verse 3. The four lepers, they risk.
There
is. If we go into the city, there is famine. If we
stay
here, we'll die.
Let
us rather go forward. If they kill us,
so
we die. If they spare us, we
live.
What did Esther say?
And then
Esther chapter 4, verse 16.
Esther, from verse 15.
Mordecai, organize. The people, let them fast and pray for me. I and my girls will also fast. Even though it's not yet my time to go to the king, I will risk. If I perish, if I perish, if I perish, I perish. This woman with the issue of blood, she risks. Because those days they were still practicing Judaism. If you are bleeding, you are not supposed to mingle with the crowd. Immediately they will stone you.
So
for this woman to enter the crowd,
it is open ready for Konimo.
It was a risk.
And so I am not going to see
the things God is teaching me.
I will
risk more.
Let
me tell you. Not everybody who has failed in an area means that you also fail. It doesn't mean that everybody will fail. I
said
it doesn't mean that everybody will fail. Even that door is 419. Because of your heart, God will turn that door into a positive door. You don't know the things God is telling me. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any voice that has been planted in my ears,
any voice that has been planted
to settle me for less, any voice that has been planted,
any thought
that has been planted in my mind, say thought in my mind, voice in my ears, thought in my mind, voice in my ears, thought in my mind, voice in my ears, say any thought the enemy has planted in my mind,
and any voice
the enemy has planted in my ears to settle me for less, to settle me for less, I shut it down, I shut it down, I shut it down. Traditional voices, family voices, voice from my foundation, shut down, 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 shut down,
Say, my Father in heaven, you said to me, through your servant, that my September is a September of delivery.
It's a September of shift.
I declare, because you are inside your word,
I know
that the September has delivered.
Please be seated.
But I want to say,
give a clap offering unto the
Lord. Bon, ready.
I welcome you specially to our prophetic crossover. From the month of September to October, this is the way the Lord has decided to begin with us tonight.
Beloved, our theme tonight, or for September, for October,
it's
a command to live it. A command to live in it. Or to live it. Let's put it, a fresh start.
And I say,
a command to live my now. Say, I have a command to live my now. In Acts chapter 17, verse
28.
For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Amen.
Amen.
Ezekiel
16:1-7.
The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, confront Jerusalem with her detestable practices. And say, this is what the sovereign Lord says to Jerusalem. Your ancestry and birth were in the land of the Canaanites. Your father was an Amorite and your mother a Hittite. On the day you were born, your cord was not cut, nor were you washed with water to make you clean, nor were you wrapped with salt or wrapped in clothes. No one looked on you with pity or had compassion enough to do any of these things for you. Rather, you were thrown out into the open field. For on the day you were born, you were despised. 6. Then I passed by and saw you kicking about in your blood. And as you lay there in your blood, I said to you, leave. God says, leave. I said, God says, leave.
I
said, God says, leave. In John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Okay, let me read verse 7. Give me verse 7, sorry. It is not easy. Media, sometimes this thing. Thank you. I made you grow like a plant of the field. You grew and developed and entered puberty. Your breast had formed and your hair had grown, yet you were stark naked. Okay, let me just end there. Thank you. Get me 1 John 1. 1-3. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. Do you know what October, God has planned for you in October? The Lord is saying, you must live. It is time for you to live your now. It is time for you to live what September has delivered. In October, it is time for you to live what your September has delivered. It is time for you to live your prophetic word. It is time for you to live God's promises. It is time for you to live your dream. It is time for you to live your heart desire. It is time for you to live your testimony. It is time for you to live your expectation. How do we
lead?
How do we lead? How do we
leave?
How do we leave? It must occupy your mind. It must occupy your mouth. It must occupy your actions. There is a scripture that says that you are a slave to what has mastered you. The thought that has mastered you. You are a slave. You are a slave to the voice that has mastered you. You are a slave to the lifestyle that has mastered you. Beloved,
I don't know.
I started praying deliverance 6 months, 1979, that I got born again. I started praying.
As we were speaking in tongues, praying.
When people started manifesting, all we knew was, come out!
Come out!
That was when the demons started making agreement with us. You want me to go? We have no experience.
Yes,
go.
Oh, I go.
So when are you going?
No, I said it.
I'll go in 2 weeks time. Then we consult each other. The Spirit said 2 weeks. So what
would you
do? So 2 weeks. Then let's leave. No experience. I have been in this deliverance ministry, not today.
Now, what said you, my dear mu, and yet, ne?
Everybody listening to me.
Obia unti.
Gladys, what I share with you, I'm going to tell them. Please listen to what I'm going to say. Know your ways. Know your path. Know the way things happen to you. God, was it this morning God was telling me, Gladys, and I was sharing with you? Early in the morning, because we had to go to two funerals in Medina. When I was washing down, the Lord started speaking to me. Because there is a step I took. And I'm still thinking.
Oh, that's why I came home.
Because of the many counsels I've received. Then the Lord said, you know the way things come to you. What is it that has come to you easily? Then I started recounting from the day I got born again. Even when my mother brought me, if I tell you what happened, my birth time,
now
something happened. So my life has been warfare. Nothing of mine has come easily. So that is my way. I've never had handkerchief easily. I'm not exaggerating. No. There was time I was praying for a handkerchief. I don't know what I haven't prayed for in life. You don't know. So you see,
it is all here.
Up to today,
there
are certain things, they don't come to me easily. So you see, that is my way. And that is why, when you are like that,
it is what is, sir.
Honorable TV3 chief executive, you are welcome. You know, that is my way. So when you know that,
it is a winning, sir.
It defines your life. You don't joke. People think I'm too serious. You don't know the battles around me. May God have mercy on you. This area, you don't know. No pastor wanted to come here. No pastor wanted to come here. Pastors come here, they say, Dela, you will die there. The former regional superintendent, Reverend George Annan, that was buried today. At the gate here, he stood here to dig, to break the sword for us to start this protest. First one,
Dedicam,
second one, he stood. I thank God for that picture. It is there.
Last
year, I showed it to him.
I feel too much.
When I was preaching at the pastor's conference, and he was there.
And
I talk about it.
No,
and I saw the picture to people and I showed it to him. I said, you see who? The second one he hit. He stood up.
No, sorry, Jinaho.
Dela.
Dela.
It will be difficult. Should I continue?
Me to ask one.
I say yes.
You see, I need to ask.
Continue.
And I need to ask.
And then he hit now.
I know the ball from you.
And then pour the anointing.
I know he. I'm going to go home.
And make declaration.
I know can same go so.
It has been difficult.
Now I yet ding swamper.
It has been difficult.
I yet ding.
But you know.
Now soon him.
Why I said he should continue.
He didn't say
it will be impossible.
He said it will
be difficult. But he didn't say it will be impossible. It has been difficult for me. The work here.
Look,
every cell in my body and my wife has felt it. 3 days ago, I was asking my wife. I was asking myself.
Now, or can you say what in the
so when are we going to rest?
Into the bank crown ever home.
God knows that the day I roof this building and do dedication, God knows the next step I'm going to take. That's why he's delaying me. I just want to finish and hand over to the Lord. Beloved,
I don't know.
How do things happen in your life?
That's
how your life will
be.
That is why I am a serious person. People think I'm too serious. People think I'm too something. Let me tell you. Everything about me is warfare. From day one of my ministry, the devil sent women after me.
Women!
You heard what the Pentecost elder said here at my 60th birthday? The Pentecost woman.
Pentecost man, maybe.
Who was older than my mother?
Ah, when you see also
I've been preaching there.
No, okay, power.
She came to me that God says that I am her husband.
Me,
when her second born is 3 years older than me.
Ah, neba otasi belumpo
enyi. This woman pursued me.
Na mami etata osofu sa.
Pursued me.
Otata osofu.
Pursued me.
Otata osofu.
Pursued me.
Otata osofu.
Pursued me.
Otata osofu.
I didn't know what to do. Then one day, the elder told me, the only way we can believe what you are saying, record her and bring out the
cassette.
One day I just got up and I was trying an empty record. Hello, hello. Then I will play it whether I can hear my voice.
As I
put inside, hello. I heard a gate. I heard a knock on the door. When I opened,
maybe,
she was the one.
Oh, no,
then I mentioned, I said, oh! Mama, so, you are around? Come in. So I just left the record there. I didn't go back. I just left it. So it was recording by itself. That was what saved me.
Enona eji osofu.
And up to today, they are still pursuing. But I thank God that he has kept me.
Say, we cry me.
I say he has kept me.
We cry me.
I say he has kept me.
We cry me.
Listen to me, youth.
Something.
Slept with the first woman.
Nobody can.
Nothing happened.
FNC.
Second. Nothing happened.
FNC.
By the third,
she
met thee.
La.
She met thee.
La.
So, those of you young people that are playing around, you have met several
deeds.
You think we are worrying? We are not.
So,
beloved, How do your things come?
Now, come back to Onyema Eba.
How do they come? Have you studied your lifestyle? How do things come? Maybe that's how God has designed it. Me?
Oh no.
Nothing has come to me easily. At age 16, I started praying for my wife. God said, pray! I wasn't praying that I was going to marry. God said, after your salvation, the next most important thing that can either send you to hell
whatever,
is marriage. Begin to pray over your marriage. Most of the Tuesdays, I will fast and pray. God, my marriage. God, my marriage. God, the person I will marry. In secondary school, from four, God started asking me, what about Gladys?
Now, Gladys is where?
And I started binding that voice.
And
devil,
I
bind you, I curse you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of lust.
I
you see, because Gladys is my friend,
and I said, Gladys is my dad,
you see, I bind you. But you see, the more I bind
you,
the voice will come slowly.
Na, nene so eba boko.
Slowly.
Boko.
Slowly.
Boko.
And you know.
Na unim.
I was telling you. I've been telling you this day. I said, now understand why I married you.
I say, if you're not married, I didn't see me worry.
There are situations I've gone through.
Na, tibi emi wa wa femo.
Look, it has been here. It's not me.
Ayono pa. Ayono.
Me.
Ayono.
By nature.
Ewe isumo.
I will give. I don't like you to trouble you. I will just give up. I don't press. But that is her area. She said no.
I see the bio.
Braboja.
Come
on, this thing. It must come on.
This
program. We will not cancel it. This thing. Hey, it must work. And after it has worked. I said, who are you?
I said, when you are.
Hey, this one is you.
Where they are?
It's you.
Hey, yo.
After today, I'm still telling her.
I bet people know me. That's why I catch you know.
Gladys, this one is you.
It's about Gladys. Where they are?
It's you who made it to happen.
May
God give you such a wife.
Amen.
May God give you such a husband.
Amen.
And may God also turn you into such a wife and such a husband.
Amen.
I am not saying that she's an angel.
Unkind to say, or your buffer.
I am also not an angel.
Or supposed to hear a buffer.
I am just telling you something.
Or can we be natural?
Beloved,
I don't know.
How do things happen in your life? Stop saying that my things are too difficult. Always be. That is how God has designed for you. When you are like that,
so what is that?
Don't joke with prayer. Don't joke with your life. It means that the best always comes to you. Listen to me.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.